Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
His grace, hallelujah. His grace is sufficient, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you right now, hallelujah. Let us put on our garment of praise, amen, somebody, and let us lift up our voices. Let us open our mouths and release a praise unto the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We lift you on high. Hallelujah. Rabasia. We create an atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. That is pleasing to you. Or we create an aroma. Hallelujah. Rabashiki Andaraya. That smells good to you. That is sweet to you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We become nothing. We bow down. We empty ourselves, hallelujah. We repent. We come with a repentant heart, Lord God, asking that you will forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you for this time. And we thank you for this time with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for this time with you, our healer. We thank you for this time with you, oh God, our Father. We thank you for this time with you, our great shepherd. We thank you for this time with you, hallelujah, our restorer. We thank you for this time with you, hallelujah, our strength. We thank you for this time with you, hallelujah, our shield. We thank you for this time with you, hallelujah, our energizer. We thank you for this time with you, hallelujah, our regulator, our mind regulator. We thank you for this time with you, hallelujah, our peace. Oh God, we thank you for this time with you, our love. We thank you for this time with you, this precious time, this romantic time, this intimate time with you. Oh God, clean out our eyes and our ears, our minds, our hearts, our souls, oh God, so that we can receive from you, oh God, so that we be forever changed, Lord God, so that we won't dip back into what we are trying to exit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Handoroboshia. So we won't be going around the mountain. Amen. So that we won't continue the cycles. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing. Hallelujah. In the name of mighty Jesus. Amen. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. I thank the Lord God on this blessed day, for he is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. And he has something that he will like to say to us. He has something that he would like to say to you. Amen. Tell somebody he has something that he wants to tell me. Hallelujah. Thank you for the conversation. Hallelujah. I want us to get three scriptures. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. Three scriptures I want us to get a hold of. Isaiah 42:9. Isaiah 43:18-19. And 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42:9. Isaiah 43:18-19. in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God knows what he's doing. Amen. God knows where you are. Amen. God knows the way. Amen. God has the plans. Amen. God knows. God is able to solve it. Amen. God is able to answer it. Amen. God is able. Amen. To help. Hallelujah. Somebody. God is able. Amen. Somebody said God is able. God is able to do what is deemed hard by humans. Amen. Hallelujah. God is able to do what is deemed impossible by humans. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. 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 Isaiah 42 and 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Again, Isaiah 42 and 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. One more time. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. The Holy Spirit said we got to read that one more time. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Behold, the new has come. Behold, the new has come. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us in this word, leading us in this truth. Hallelujah. Speaking to us, telling us, hallelujah, what you are doing. Hallelujah. Reminding us. Reminding us that we are of a royal priesthood. Reminding us on this day, hallelujah, that there is an inheritance for us, hallelujah, for you, hallelujah, for me, hallelujah, for we, hallelujah. somebody, replacing the dull. Amen. Hallelujah. With the sharp. Replacing, amen, people that keep you down. Amen. That speak death. Amen. That robot, people that don't provide any substance. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, somebody. Rabo Shoko Toroba City. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lobo Sotoro Yoruba Shiki Andarabasata Rabo Shikia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebo Kondo Robashia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at Detanda Roboshia. Let's look at, amen. Let's look at some words, hallelujah, that are synonymous with upgrade. Again, why? So we can see, so you can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you as he break it down, pressing in the point of how he's upgrading, what he's upgrading, what he's doing in your now, in your hour, in your season, in your time. Amen. He's improving, he's increasing, he's restoring, he's enhancing, he's making things better. Amen. He's making you better. Amen. Hallelujah. He is reconditioning you. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Reconditioning you, hallelujah, with positive things and positive reinforcement. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With life and with a blessing. Amen. He is rehabilitating us. Hallelujah. Because some of us been paralyzed, maybe not physically paralyzed, maybe emotionally paralyzed, maybe mentally paralyzed. Come on, somebody. Maybe Rabashia financially paralyzed. Come on, Korobaya. Maybe paralyzed in your career. Maybe paralyzed in your marriage, maybe paralyzed. Come on, Reboshia, Lebo Sorabayiki Andaraya. Maybe paralyzed in a dynamic within your family. Amen. Hallelujah. Lebo Sotria, and it is God. It is God that's rehabilitating. Amen. And even in that, I'm reminded right now that even in that rehabilitation process, someone, it's not always, it doesn't always feel good, but go with his flow. Amen. And trust your therapist, who is God Almighty. God is adding to, he's adding to what's missing. What do you look and see? And he lets you know what's missing or what's not in your what is rightfully yours, what is truthfully yours. Amen. By the desires in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Karabasaya. If you are single, amen, and that's what you see in the natural, and your heart is desiring, amen, marriage, he's letting you know what is what he's adding to. He's letting you know what you should be standing in faith for, believing for, praying for, speaking those, calling those things in, speaking to those things that are not as though they are. Amen, somebody. The desires on your heart are not there to taunt you and to say, ha ha, you don't have this. No, 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 no. That's a lie and it's from the devil. Hallelujah. Rabashia, the desires are letting you know what you are soon to be entering. Amen. It lets you know how to position yourself, how to pray, how to speak, what to speak. Come on, somebody. Oh, God is adding. adding, amen. He is, there's tailor-made blessings for you, specific to you. He is creating positions for you. He's carving it out. Listen, it's nothing, amen. It's nothing. It's nothing there, and he's carving it out, customizing it for you. He's customizing you to your destiny. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. He's customizing you for your destiny. You're wondering why, Rebashia, you are where you are, or you're wondering why, amen, things are not just happening the way you want, amen. You're wondering why and what's wrong and how, and you have these questions about different circumstances and situations in your life. Let me tell you, he is customizing you, amen, for your destiny. He's not customizing you for average. He's not customizing you for Lebasaya to settle. No, 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 no. He's customizing you for your destiny. Mm-hmm. He's remodeling, amen. He's remodeling. Ha, 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 Leboshia. Remodeling, us as an individual, helebataraya, remodeling our lives, remodeling different components within our lives. Y'all know how you take a house and you remodel it. Ah, leboshia rabasa kondo rabasaya. Even within that process, amen. There's a point in that process where things look far from the finish line. But God is remodeling, and we gotta remember that his ways are not like ours. They're higher and greater. Amen, somebody. And he knows what he's doing. He's redoing. He's giving you a redo opportunity, an opportunity to go back at it. Amen. Some things you left fall by the wayside. Some things that Abba saw, y'all, because it seemingly wasn't working, you neglected it. Oh, God is causing us to redo. What's the redo? A redo at that relationship. A redo. Amen. A redo. Karabasa kandire yaraboshia. Leba tarabuso kondoroya in that investment. A redo. He's renovating. Amen. He's redecorating. Yes. Thank you for the redecoration, Lord God. Redecorating my mind. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you for redecorating my mind with blissful things and blessed things and peaceful things and joyous things. Amen, somebody. He's bringing us up. Listen, y'all. He's bringing us up to code. He's bringing us up to code. Whose code? His code. Kingdom code. Kingdom code. Kingdom code. Kingdom code. Kingdom code. Amen. Taking us up higher. Amen. Have us start expecting more, thinking bigger. Hey, Halebosoraya, Lebasaya. He's bringing us up to kingdom. Amen. Bringing us up to truth. Who is operating in lies? Where are we operating in lies? What lies have people spoke and we are believing them? Amen. It is for God to bring us up to truth concerning ourselves, how we look at ourselves, what we're able to do. We don't know what we're able to do. We got to go to the one that created us. Amen. And sometimes we haven't been able to do, but God has to bring us up to the truth. Let us not live in the lies. Let us not soak in the lies. Let us be, let us become aware of what is a lie we've been functioning under. Hallelujah. And let us, let us be set above in truth. Amen. God is bringing us up to life. Yes, bringing the way that you speak up to life. Yes, bringing the way that you walk up to life. What do you mean up to life? See, life is a blessing. Amen. There's life and death in our tongue. Blessing and curse. Amen. We either speak in life or we speak in death. And if we're speaking life, then maybe, then we're thinking life. And if we're speaking death, then that means we're thinking death. And then we're functioning in death. Amen. Functioning in I'm not good enough. Functioning in I can't. Functioning in things just don't happen for me. It's functioning in it's always something. functioning in. He always messing up. She always messing. Functioning in. I'm always under the weather. Come on, somebody. Come on. And even though naturally you may feel those things, but we function in, hallelujah, things of truth, speaking those, thinking those, meditating on the truth, that it begins to reshape, remodel, and redecorate what? Our lives. This, hallelujah. God is bringing us up to what? Heaven on earth. Amen. If you are desiring heaven on earth, raise your hand and say, I desire heaven on earth. Amen. Why? That why? This is truth. Amen. We can have heaven on earth. Don't let anybody lie to you and tell you otherwise. Amen. Don't keep yourself out of something. Amen. Because you haven't been upgraded yet. Let the Lord upgrade you and introduce you to the new. Amen. When you take your phone, hallelujah, someone. Lebo soto rabashiki arabosoto. Rabasa taraboshi tidi arabasa taraboshiki arabasa taraboshia. Rabakanda rabosoturi arabosoturi araboshia. Thank you, Lord God. When you take your phone, amen, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 When you take your phone and you receive a new one, an upgraded one, you didn't know that there were such capacities on that phone until you were introduced to it. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. God is introducing us to in this now, in this time, in this hour. He's introducing us, amen, introducing you to you, introducing you to something that you never even imagined could be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With God upgrading us in this hour, in this season, it's Him remembering us. It's Him doing it supernaturally. It's Him doing it miraculously. It's Him showing up on the scene, and everything changing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Reboshia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Rebo Kondo Rabashia. Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the upgrade. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the upgrade. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the supernatural upgrade, for the miraculous upgrade. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. What has God been telling you? What has God been talking to you about? Amen, somebody. It clearly says in his scriptures that before they spring forth, he tells you of them. Amen. In Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, what we just read, he says, behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? How do we know it? Because he speaks to us about it. He's revealing it to us. Amen. Revealing it to us in a dream. Revealing it to us just from our inner man. Revealing it to us. Amen. Even maybe through somebody else. Hallelujah. Revealing it to us. Hallelujah. What he's doing. What is springing forth. He begins speaking to us. Speaking to us of how to move. Speaking to us of who we are and what you're able to do and how he's causing you to come forth. Amen, somebody. So when he's speaking to you, as he is speaking to you, cling to that. Cling to that. Amen. Lebo shiri arabasa koto robasia. Robo koto robashiki arabasata raboshia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cling to that. Amen. Accept that as truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Accept that as Lebo Soraya, the life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For God says that he's making things new. He's making things right. He's making things good. What things are you speaking of, Mika? Amen. Hallelujah. It's God who's speaking of those sour things in your life, those lacking things in your life, those bad things in your life. Hallelujah. Those bad experiences in the bad memories. Only God knows, amen, how to deal with those and how to iron those out. Amen. And it's the mourning things. Hallelujah. It's the decaying things in your life. It's the troubled things in your life. It's the even prideful things in your life. Hallelujah. He is getting even dealing with the old version of you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The old version of you. To the upgraded version of yourself. The new and improved version of yourself. Amen. Amen. We should be continually growing. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks about in Romans 12, in Leboshia, how we are to constantly be presenting our bodies a living sacrifice unto God. Why? So that we will not conform and that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. He's upgrading our minds. Amen. He's upgrading our perspective. Upgrading your perspective. You are going up. Amen. You are going up in grades. Lebo Soraya. Right now, I'm reminded just of the Holy Spirit speaking of people he's speaking to you who feel like you're not good enough or you're not able. Amen. Or it's just been difficult. Hallelujah. And he's causing you to excel. He's elevating. He's causing you to graduate. Amen. With flying colors. Amen. Somebody, he is doing it by his grace. He's lifting you up out of that depressed place, lifting you up out of that borrowing place, lifting you up out of that broken place, lifting you up out of that jealous place. Lifting you up out of that hatred place, lifting you up out of that. Us up, lifting us up out of that fearful place. He's lifting us up out of the lacking place in this time. He's lifting us up out of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Robo Shitidia. Hallelujah. Lifting us up out of. Lifting us up. Lifting. Hando Robo Saya. And setting us on solid ground. Amen. Lifting us in and causing us to be established. Amen. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Lifting you higher, Kandoroboshia. That now your view. Amen. Now your view changes. He's changing your daily views. Amen. Hallelujah. What you see. Amen. He's expanding and enlarging your territory. Amen, someone. He says, all things new. What happens? What happens when God upgrades? What happens when you get a upgraded phone or upgraded vehicle? Amen. You had an old vehicle. Amen. Debashaya, where you could only travel so many miles a day. Amen. And then you get a new 2020 vehicle. What happens when God upgrades? Things are faster. Amen, somebody. Things are easier. It's less steps. Amen. God eliminates. There's worries that are eliminated automatically when the upgrade happens. Amen. Amen. It's not a thing of that you got to work this thing out. Amen. God, it just automatically dissipates. It automatically dissolves when the upgrade takes place. Some of your worries, some of the cares will be eradicated with the upgrade. Hallelujah, someone. Some of your sleepless nights, the issues, the problems with sleep, the issues with the headaches, amen, it just automatically dissipates, vanishes with the upgrade. In the upgrade. Hallelujah. In the upgrade, there's more than enough. More than enough. Hallelujah. More than enough. In the upgrade, or with the upgrade, sorrows are drowned by joys. Amen. With the upgrade, there's celebrations. With the upgrade, there's laughter. There's a perspective that now you're looking from the promise perspective. You are looking at the promise. Hallelujah. You are looking at the desire. Amen. Comes from the hidden place. To now you're staring, facing it, face to face, you're touching it. Hallelujah. With the upgrade, there's no more wilderness. There's no more desert. My God says, amen, we just read it in Isaiah 43:8-19, that I will even make a way in the wilderness. He'll cause the upgrade to come in the wilderness. Amen. He'll cause the upgrade to come in the desert place. That not necessarily, sometimes we pray and ask, God, remove this thing. Remove this desert season. Remove this wilderness season. But he'll do one better. He'll say, no, that'll stay there, and I'm going to send my blessing into it, and that will burst will burst forth and cause the wilderness to just dissipate. Cause the desert to be gone forever. Hallelujah, somebody. With the upgrade. What happens when the upgrade comes? It is abundancia. Hallelujah. It is abundance. Hallelujah, someone. It is abundance. It is abundance. Amen. Let us thank the Lord God right now for the abundance. Lord God, I thank you for the abundance. I thank you for the abundance of joy. I thank you for the abundance of love. I thank you for the abundance of wealth. Amen. I thank you for the abundance of health. I thank you for the abundance of peace. I thank you for the abundance of fruit, for the abundance, hallelujah, of compassion. Amen. For the abundance of mercy. Now I'm just showing mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy on mercy on mercy when before I would be stingy with it. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the abundance. Amen. The abundance that I can be a blessing. Amen. I thank you for the abundance. Hallelujah. The abundance of land. Amen. The abundance of square footage. Amen. Hallelujah. The abundance. Hallelujah. I thank you for the abundance in my career. Hallelujah. I thank you for making room, oh God, and pouring out more than I have room enough to receive, Lord God. I thank you that my gift is making room for me right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for the abundance. I thank you for the abundancia. Yes, Lord. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, Lord God. Listen, there's side effects of the upgrade. Amen. There's side effects. Hallelujah. I'm reminded, like when you start taking medicine to solve your pain issues. Hallelujah. To solve your lebasara ya rabasaya, the infection issues. Amen. Hallelujah. When you start taking the antibiotics. Amen. Lebosaria, there's side effects. Oh, but with this upgrade, amen, there's side effects. There's new responsibilities. Hallelujah. Greater responsibilities. Hallelujah. Lebosaria, there's a new way of thinking. Amen. That is required. See, we cannot dip back into the old ways and the old man, amen, and the old version of us, amen, and bring those thoughts into this upgrade. Why? Because it will ruin it. Hallelujah. because there will not be static. And then now it has to be a pause on everything so God can deal with what is out of order, out of whack. Listen, there's new people. Amen. Some things and some people cannot come into the upgrade. Yes, this is a side effect. Yes, there's new surroundings and territories. Amen. Where maybe you're not used to, or that's not necessarily what you wanted to do. But hello, we got to be quick to release what we wanted and how we feel, to be in the flow with what the God wants and what he feels. And then after a while, hallelujah, Rabasaya, you will realize that your appetite, that your tastes have upgraded. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A side effect is a new way of operating. A side effect means that we got to change. Come on, somebody. That we got to transform. Come on, somebody. We got to change. Paul speaks about, amen, in Philippians, hallelujah, Philippians 3, about forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We got to let go of the past. Amen. We got to let go of even 5 minutes from now, 5 minutes ago. Amen. If it doesn't fit into the upgrade, we got to be willing to let go. The upgrade will teach you, amen, how to let go. The upgrade, amen, something, the upgrade will cause you to forget. We humans will be like, I can forgive, but I can't forget. Or that's too hard to forget. Or I'll never forget that. But God is the only one. But God is the only one, amen, that can drown out to even the craziest of the crazy, the hardest of the hard, or the baddest of the bad. Or he can even just shift, amen, that maybe, no, you don't forget, but now how you feel about it changes, amen. And then if you keep walking further, maybe you will forget, because the good always outweighs the bad. Amen. If we just keep walking, all I'm saying is just keep walking with Christ. And remember, our words are powerful, and they create what you're seeing. Amen. So if you're saying, I'm not forgetting, I'm not forgetting, I'm not forgetting, I'm not forgetting, then guess what? You're not forgetting, you're not forgetting. And guess what? You're in the past, you're in the past, in the past. And guess what? Your upgrade is halted. Why? Because you can mess it up. I can mess it up. Amen. I have to be constantly, with each step, amen, giving myself to the Lord and allowing him to deal with everything, and whatever he says, okay, this is healthy enough to give back to you. Okay, you can carry this. I'll take that. You take this. Yes! If he's trying to take something from you, let him take it. That's like a gentleman coming and saying, let me carry your bags. He's like, no, I got it. And it's too heavy. Amen. And it's slowing you down. Amen. And you're becoming tired and easily exhausted. Why? Because you won't let go. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rebo Shikia. Side effects, amen. What are other side effects of this upgrade? Things can be found intimidating by us initially, right? We may want to drift back into our comfort zone, amen. Things may seem to be moving so fast that something seems wrong, amen. Or things just start moving fast. And you're not used to it because now it just picked up speed. Hallelujah. Le barabayiki andaraboshia. Hallelujah. And you're not ready. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. I still want to deal with that thing yesterday. Hold on. No, don't try to ignore that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. A side effect of the upgrade is more required of you. Now is excellence required of you. Amen. There's a boldness required of you. Amen. There's a certain faith that's required of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, someone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God is now declaring a new thing. He is now creating an upgrade. Amen. He's now creating a better version of what you see. Amen. Hallelujah. In whatever compartment of your life it is that you're looking at and you've been believing for and praying on. Amen. We see it in the Bible. We see it when God shows up on the scene. Amen. And upgrades Abraham from no children. Hallelujah. And it looking like, amen, that his heir is going to be a servant in his household. Hello, Genesis 15 and 3, to being a father to many nations. Amen. A father of many nations. Excuse me. He upgraded Abraham. We see him upgrade Joseph. Amen. Hallelujah. From being given a dream while he's sleeping. Amen. To living the dream. He upgraded Joseph from the prison. Amen. To the palace. He upgraded Joseph from the bottom. Amen. To the top. Hallelujah. He upgraded Joseph from the dark. Amen. And brought him into the light. Oh, who is God speaking to? Arabashia. He's upgrading. He upgraded Joseph from obscurity to fame. He upgraded Joseph from homeless to being living in a mansion. Who is the Lord talking to? He upgraded Joseph from having no family, hallelujah, and being a foreigner, amen, to not only acquiring his own immediate family, but his family that he grew up with, his brothers and his father being restored, amen. He was upgraded from a prison to the head man in charge. The Lord is speaking to someone. He was upgraded from no money at all, amen, to having all kinds of money, hallelujah. He was upgraded from no clothes, prison clothes, to the finest of garbs, amen. Read Genesis 41 and 42, hallelujah. Pharaoh gave him, dressed him in robes of fine linen and put on gold chains around his neck. He went from having no vehicle, hallelujah, someone, to having a chauffeur. Yes, they had him ride in a chariot. That Joseph was upgraded from being looked down on to people looking up to him. Amen. The Bible says that in his dream, his brothers were binding sheaves of grain, and suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. Oh, God is upgrading. God is upgrading. He upgraded. He upgraded Moses from leading some sheep to leading millions. Amen. Hallelujah. He upgraded. He upgraded Ruth from gleaning behind reapers, from being at the bottom. Amen. Just to get enough. Amen. To marrying the owner of the field that she was working in. She was upgraded from the least to the greatest. Amen. She was upgraded from the furthest behind to the top of the game. Come on, somebody. God upgraded Esther from being adopted, Leba Rabba blending in the midst of being just a number, amen, of one of the virgins to being upgraded to the queen, being upgraded to being known by name. Amen. God is upgrading. Hallelujah. She was upgraded from unfortunate circumstances. Her mother and father passing away. She being adopted to Mordecai to now fortunate and favored circumstances. Amen. Becoming a queen in the royal palace. Come on, somebody. She was upgraded. What is God upgrading in you and me and we today? He's upgrading our minds, our hearts, our souls, our strength, our passions. He's upgrading our talents, our skills, our abilities, our gifts. He's upgrading our standards, our desires, our attitudes, our love, our talk, our walk, our fashion. He's upgrading our relationships, our credit, our financial identity. He's upgrading our living situation, our nerves, our occupational identity, our physical identity. He's upgrading our family condition. He's upgrading our professional identity. He's upgrading. Amen. He's upgrading us, going from amateur to professional, going from Rabasaya, a small little startup, to a Fortune 500. Come on, somebody. He's upgrading. Amen. From a renter to an owner. He's upgrading from a borrower to a lender. He's upgrading from the last to the first. He's upgrading. Hallelujah. On this blessed day, Rabasaya, choose to believe and you will see. Choose to believe and you will see. Karabasando robasia lebo robo shiki and robo soya, and you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You will experience the fatness of the land, and this is the truth, and this is the facts, and this is what thus saith the Lord on this blessed day, that I am upgrading. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Shalom. God bless you, and I'll see you here again next week. May the Lord bless you abundantly. Expect miracles, signs, and wonders. The upgrade is real. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.